Today's daf is Beya Daf Yud Ches, and we are at the Mishnah, 8 lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Zayin Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Zchus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza, Avadya ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Smecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Chaim Moshe ben Frumit, Kleinim Eskalim ben Rivka, Yaakov Aaron ben Fega, and Tamar bas Chasida from Arifka. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Chaim Moshe ben Yisrael, and Le'ilui Nishmas Miril bas Reb Moshe. So today's daf is going to continue to discuss Hilchas Yontif, very much the topic of Masechtas Beah, specifically Tefillah on Yontif. So if somebody is Tamei, can you go to the mikveh on Yontif? Tefillas mitzvah? What if someone has a keli that's Tamei? Are you allowed to be toivel that keli on Yontif? That is the topic of today's daf. And it begins, not shockingly, with a machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Zok de Mishnah, chaliyos achra Shabbos. If Yontif falls out after Shabbos. Notice this is in contrast to the first Mishnah in the Perek, where Yontif shecholiyos erev Shabbos. And you have a question. I'm allowed to cook on Yontif, but I'm not allowed to cook from Yontif to Shabbos. So is there anything I can do, a workaround, make an erev, quote unquote, so like this I'll be able to cook from Yontif to Shabbos. So the topic really of the beginning of the Perek was Yontif shecholiyos erev Shabbos. Now we're discussing where Yontif falls out after Shabbos. Beshami Yemir Beshabbi says, Matbilin es hakol milifnei Shabbos. Anything that you're going to have to be toivel for Yontif, you have to make sure you do before Shabbos, because you're not allowed to do tefillah on Shabbos. Beis Hillel says, Kelim milifnei Shabbos. The Kelim, you'd have to be toivel before Shabbos, because you can't do tefillas Kelim on Shabbos or on Yontif. For Adam, however, a person Beshabbos, he can even be toivel on Shabbos, let alone on Yontif. Veshavin, Beshami and Beis Hillel both agree, Shem Mashikin es Hamayin Bekli Even Letaron. That if you have Mayim, water, that's Tomei, you could be toivel it through the process that's known as Hashaka. However, if you want to do that, you have to make sure that the Keli, that the water is in when you put it into the mikvah to do Hashaka, we'll see more about what that means, has to be a Kli Even. What's unique about a Kli Evin is that it's not Mekabel Tumah. And because it's not Mekabel Tumah, so even though you'll be toiveling the water, but you're not going to be toivel the Keli itself. Avaloi Matbila. If, however, the Kli that the water is in itself a Keli that's Tameh, then you would not be able to take that Keli, put it in the mikvah, with the intention of being toivel the water through the means of Hashaka. The reason is because inevitably you're going to be toivel the keli, and you're not allowed to be toivel the keli on Shabbos and Yontif. The Mishnah says, "Umatbila migav legav." You're allowed to do tefila migav legav, mechabura lechabura. You're also allowed to do tefila mechabura lechabura. Rashi says, "Begemara mefarishlot," that the Gemara is going to explain what those things are. So we'll follow Rashi's lead, and Bezus Hashem, when we get to the Gemara, we'll understand what it means, "Matbila migav legav," and what it means, "mechabura lechabura." So very clearly, the Mishnah is talking about the idea of tefillah on Shabbos and the idea of tefillah on Yontif. Now, one thing was clear in the Mishnah, that you're not allowed to be toivel kelim on Shabbos and Yontif. So tefillas kelim is asr on Shabbos, tefillas kelim is asr on Yontif. Why? That's going to be the topic of the majority of the daf. The Gemara is going to give four reasons why Chazal said that you're not allowed to do tefillas kelim on Shabbos and you're not allowed to do tefillas kelim on Yontif. Is a person allowed to be toivel? That's a machloikis. Bishamai said, Matpilan as hakoyim lifnei Shabbos. Even a person that's Tamei, you have to make sure you go to the mikveh before Shabbos if you want to be Tahar when Yontif comes, because you can't go to the mikveh on Shabbos, you can't go to the mikveh on Yontif. Beis Hillel said, Kalim lifnei Shabbos for other Shabbos. A person's allowed to be Tavil on Shabbos. If a person's allowed to be Tavil on Shabbos, certainly he's allowed to be Tavil on Yontif. So we have a machlokes Bisham and Beis Hillel as it relates to a person. Another thing that we saw in the Mishnah was Vishovin, everybody agrees, Shemashikin es Hamayin. That water, you're allowed to be Matar through Hashaka. So what is Hashaka? There's a process known as Hashaka, where you take water that's Tameh, and you make the water touch the mikvah. It kisses the mikvah, so to speak. When that happens, the water becomes part and parcel of the mikvah. And being that the mikvah is Tahar, that's what a mikvah is, it's Tahar, it's mitaher. So the water now becomes Tahar as well. So it's a very unique form of Tahira, where the water makes contact for a second with the mikveh, we now look at it as part of the mikveh. And even though you're removing it from the mikveh immediately, but we look at it as a piece of the mikveh that's separated, and that thing becomes tar. So previously it was tameh because it wasn't part of the mikveh. Now that it became a sniff of the mikveh, so now all of a sudden we look at it as a davar tar. The Chasam Sofer in his Sfarim says that that's what misas neshika is. We know that tzaddikim die the misas neshika. He says the idea of misas neshika is that a tzaddik's neshama could sometimes become so derhoibin. It could become so halik, think ne'ila. It can reach a point where it's flying on such a high level that it can touch for a second. It can have an hashaka with the shechina kaviyachal. And when that happens, it becomes a chelik alika and poof. And that's Misa. And the Shika said the Heilige Chasam Sofer in his Svarim is Miloshen Hashaka. The water touches the mikveh, becomes part of the mikveh. The neshamas of the tzaddik becomes so derhoibin that it becomes dovik with kaviyachal. And when that happens, that's Misa. But either way, so the Mishnah mentioned different halachos related to tefillah on Shabbos and Yontif, tefillas Adam, tefillas Kelim, tefillas Mayim through Hashaka. One thing the Mishnah said was that tefillas Kelim, Bishayim, Bishol both agree you're not allowed to do on Shabbos and you're not allowed to do on Yontif. So the Gemara begins with a very geschmacky discussion related to why can't you be Tovel Kelim on Shabbos and Yontif. Zok the Gemara, the Kula Amal Miyos, everybody agrees, Kelim Bishabbos Loi, you're not allowed to be Tovel Kelim on Shabbos. My timer, what's the reason? Oh, my Rabba. So Rabba said, Gzeira, Chazal were worried, Shemi Yitlenu Biyodoi, Viyavirenu, Arba Amis Beshusa Rabba, Hafla Vafela. Rabba, Lishi Tosoi throughout Shas, was always so worried about this. It's known as Gzeira the Rabba. So Rabba was worried that maybe a person is going to take that Keli, that's Tommy, he's going to want to be Matiran on Shabbos, he's going to walk it Dalit Amis Beshusa Rabba, and as a result, it's going to come out that he did Aitzah. So for the same reason that you're not allowed to blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shchalis Beshabbos, you can't take Dalit Minim when Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, you don't read the Megillah when Purim falls out on Shabbos. It's for that reason there's no Tfilas Kalim on Shabbos. Shemi Yitlenu Biyadoi V'yavirenu Arba Amos B'shus HaRabba. Amalei Abayas. Abaya told Rabba. Abaya was the Talmud. Rabba was the Rebbe. He said, Yeshlei Bar B'chatzera Mayiklamim. If a person has a bar in his chatzera, it's in his backyard, he's not walking in a B'shus HaRabba. So over there, you're going to tell me he could do Tfilas Kalim? Interesting. The Gemara mentions Gzeira Shemi Yavirenu throughout Shas. Here Abaya had this kasha. He said, what would be if there's no concern? Because this person has a bar, he has a mikveh in his backyard. So you don't have to worry about this. Amalei. So Rabba told him, Gzeira Bar B'chatzera Otto Bar B'shus HaRabba. Yeah, it's very nice. This person has. But what about the other person? He doesn't have a bar in his chatzera. So for the other person, he's going to maybe end up in a Rosh Hashanah. But then Abaye had another question. He told him, Hotenach Shabbos, B'yontif Mayiklamim. But this will make sense for Shabbos. Shabbos is Issa Hitzah. But what about Yontif? In the Mishnah, it's Mashba, that not only can't you do Tfilas Kelim on Shabbos, you also can do Tfilas Kelim on Yontif. This is a very good question. On Yontif, there's no Issa Hitzah, ostensibly. And if that's the case, then what's going to be on Yontif? So Rabbi told him, Gazru Yontif Atu Shabbos. That Chazal made a gzeira of Yontif Atu Shabbos. It's true. Really, the whole Isser and the gzeira of not toiveling Kalim should be exclusive to Shabbos. Because the reason is, Hoitza, Shema Yitlenu B'yadu V'yavirena Arbamas B'shus Aram. That's something that's a concern on Shabbos, not something that's a concern on Yontif. So why did Chazal say that it's a problem on Yontif as well? He said, because Gzeira Yontif Atu Shabbos. Now, at first glance, this sounds like a Gzeira V'Gzeira. You're not allowed to be Toivol Kalim on Yontif. Gzeira, you may be Toivol Kalim on Shabbos. And you're not allowed to be Toivol Kalim on Shabbos. Gzeira Shema Yitlenu B'yadu V'yavirena Arbamas B'shus Aram. Now, we have a rule that even though Chazal make gzeiras, half a Shas is gzeiras, but at the same time, we don't make a gzeira l'gzeira. Exhibit A for that idea is Be'yadav Be'ez Amid Be'ez. But we usually do not make a gzeira l'gzeira. So Tosfos and Rashi both immediately address this issue. Why is this not gzeira l'gzeira? Second Tosfos on the Amid. V'loi havi gzeira l'gzeira, d'yontif v'shabbos achasi. This is not called gzeira l'gzeira. Gzeira l'gzeira is where I'm being gzeir A because of B, B because of C, but when A and B are very similar, B and C are very similar, maybe that's not called a gzeira l'gzeira. To say that you're not allowed to be Tovel Kalim on Shabbos and Yontif, even though Yontif is really Gzeira Atu Shabbos, but Yontif and Shabbos are so similar that in the world of Gzeira L'Gzeira, and that Shulchan Aruch, this is not called Gzeira L'Gzeira. So Tosfos immediately dismisses and says that we're not going to look at this as Gzeira L'Gzeira. But the way Rashi learns the Sugya, and that's the way we're going to learn the Sugya, it sounds like Rashi understood that really this is Gzeira L'Gzeira. And what Rabbi was saying was that even though usually we don't make a gzeira l'gzeira, this is going to be an exception to the rule. Tfilas kelim is so chamor, and it's something that we don't want. But the point is, over here, we're going to look away from the principle that generally guides us, known as we don't make gzeira l'gzeira. Over here, we're going to make a gzeira l'gzeira. So that knach is really important to understand the hemshech of the Gemara. So the Gemara asks a kasha, umigaz rinon. And the way we just explained it, per Rashi, are we so worried when it comes to Tfilas Kelim that we're even willing to be Geyser, Gzeir, Legzeir, which is something that we don't usually do? Usually, if you have a Gzeir, you make a Gzeir, but to make a Gzeir, Legzeir, that's already paranoid. That's not something that we usually do. Over here, we're going to even make a Gzeir, Legzeir, and the Gemara is going to ask five questions. Very straightforward. The Mishnah said that you're allowed to do Hashaka on Yontif. But at the same time, the Mishnah also said that you have to make sure that the keli that you're doing the hashaka with is a kli evan. It's not a keli that's makabel tumah. But if it's a kli eitz, for example, a keli that is makabel tumah, then it's not okay, because then you're going to be toivel the keli, and you're not allowed to be toivel the keli. What's the kash of isa? If you're going to tell me tfilas kelim on Shabbos and Yontif is so chomer, nigzer hashaka atu atvalo, that we should say that you shouldn't be allowed to do a hashaka even in a kli that's not makabel tumah as a gzera. Maybe you're going to end up doing it in a kli that is makabel tumah. So you're going to tell me what? We're so concerned. You see, you're so concerned. You're telling me that you can't do Tfilas Kelim on Yontif, Gzeira Atu Shabbos, even though really it's a Gzeira L'Gzeira. So wouldn't it make sense that you should do the same thing over here? Don't do Hashaka with a Kli Evan as a Gzeira. You may end up doing Hashaka with a Kli that is Mekabel Toma, and you're going to end up doing Tfilas Kelim on Yontif. Now you're going to tell me, what do you mean? The whole thing is a Gzeira. Tfilas Kelim is Gzeira Shemi Yatlan Abayadai. We're going to make a gzeira l'gzeira. Don't do hashaka in a kli evan gzeira. You may do it in a kli eitz, which in and of itself is only a problem. But that's exactly what you just did. You said, don't do tfilas kelim on yontif. Gzeira, you might do it on Shabbos, which is only a gzeira. That's the Gemara's kasha. But the Gemara says, but there's a very easy answer. Why? Because this person that's doing hashaka on Shabbos, he's doing hashaka on yontif. Obviously, this person doesn't have clean water. Because if he had clean water that he could drink, he wouldn't be doing the hashaka, right? If he has mayim yofen, lamalei lamevet l'hashaka. Why would he do? Ela delesle. Obviously, he doesn't have water. The kimin delesle, being that he doesn't have water, mizaz arbu, he's probably very, very careful to make sure that his water doesn't become tummy. There's a period in some gemaras here. Okay, what is what's the punchline? So Rashi adds the punchline. The punchline is that being that this person who was careful, if it became tummy anyways, it's a milsa d'lo shchicha. Obviously, something added ordinary must have happened. This person whose water became tummy was a milsa d'lo shchicha. He was guarding it like a hawk. He was not letting this become tummy. If it happened, it must have been something out of the ordinary. Milsa d'lo shchicha, loy gazru bu rabbanan. So it's true. Gzeira l'gzeira will make in the context of tfilas kelim. But from milsa d'lo shchicha, that principle we're not going to look away from. Even though these are two principles that guide the laws of gzeiras. Gzeira l'gzeira we don't make. Milsa d'lo shchicha, loy gazru bu rabbanan. They're me'inyan le'inyan ba'is inyan. They're first cousins, these two principles, right? They're very much related to each other. But at the same time, for gzeira l'gzeira, we're going to look away. But Milsa d'lo shchicha, where it's gzeira l'gzeira, a fazoi vay, that much we're not going to do. Esvei, another kasha, madle midli tame, v'hu tar me'elov. Let's say somebody needs to take water out of the well, old school. He has a dli, he has a bucket, and the bucket was tame. So he's allowed to take the bucket, and he's allowed to use the tame bucket to take out water, even though v'hu tar me'elov, it means it's going to become tar by itself. Rashi, by the way, if this is bothering you, asks the question, why is this different than using a kli tame for the purpose of hashaka? You have mashkin that's tame, you want to do hashaka, you could do it only in a kli that's tar, or a kli that's not makabel tumah. You can't do it in a kli that's tame. Even though I'm doing it for the purpose of being metahir the water, because inevitably I'm going to be metahir the keli, I'm not allowed to be metahir the keli. But if I want to go take water out of the well, I'm allowed to use a kli tameh, even though it means that the kli tameh is inevitably going to be tar. I mean, I can't be toivel it. I'm not toiveling it. I'm just taking water out. So Rashi asks the kasha. Rashi says the difference is that when I'm doing the hashaka, my intention is tefila. It's tefila for the water, not tefila for the keli. Over here, my intention is to just bring water to the table. So being, I'm not even thinking tefila, therefore it's fine. But regardless, so what's the kasha? You're allowed to use a dli tame if you want to simply take water out of a well. So now if you're going to tell me we make a gzera l'gzera, we should make a gzera. Don't allow a person to do this. Gzera, he may
go and be toivelin. Now, what are you going to tell me? Toivelin is only a gzera. It's true, but you see him make a gzera l'gzera. How do you see him make a gzera l'gzera? Yontif. So you go to Yontif where there's no Shemi Yavirenu, otu Shabbos, even though Shabbos itself is only because of Shemi Yavirenu. So you see him make a gzera l'gzera. So why do you make a gzera l'gzera over here? So the Gemara says, Shani Hasim, there it's different. This is the hecker over here. The fact that the only way for you to be able to use your keli that's tameh, meaning the only way to be mitired is if you do it with this whole shinu, you have to literally go and do it derech, serving food, derech, putting it into the well and pulling out water. So that's enough of a zecher. It's enough of a reason that you shouldn't have to make a gzera l'gzera. So again, we're willing to make a gzera l'gzera, but at the same time, with the gevul, esevay, another kasha klichin, merv yontif, a kli became tamei erev yontif, imam pin loisav yontif, yinah libi toiv alon yontif, biyontif. However, if a kli becomes tamei an yontif, mat pin loisav yontif, then you're allowed to be toiv alon yontif. That's a very big chiddush. The Mishnah said yinah libi toiv al kedem an yontif. There's a very important asterisk. The only time this is true is if it became tamei erev yontif, became tamei an yontif itself, then it's going to be fine. Frey tamar v'im isa, if you're going to tell me that we make zero l'gzera, nigza di yontif, atu the erev yontif, why don't we say that we should not be able to be toivel a keli that became tamei an yantiv. Gzera, you may end up being toivel a keli that became tamei an erev yantiv. Aye, that's good for gzera, but we make gzera the gzera. So the Gemara says, tumah b'yantiv milsa lo shchicha. For something to become tamei an yantiv is a milsa lo shchicha. Rashi says, because everyone was metire themselves before yantiv. Chayev adam l'tayr atzmei beregel. Back in the day, in the world of tumah v'tayr, this was a huge deal. You go into the Beis HaMikdash, you have to be on the regel. So there's a lot of things that you need to be tahar for. So once upon a time, this was a huge deal. You're eating the shalmei simcha. Chayev adam l'tayr atzmei beregel. So for something to become tamei an yantiv is really out of the ordinary. So therefore, we didn't make this gzer. Esvei, another kach. Kli chenitma b'avatoma. A kli that became tamei because it came in contact with an avatoma. That type of kli is what the Mishnah is referring to when it says if, however, the kli itself became tome because it came in contact with a vladatoma. Vladatoma means at the very least it's a rishon l'toma. Then you'd be able to be toivel the keli an yantiv. Now, if the kli became tome because it came in contact with a rishon l'toma, let's say that's the best case scenario. That means it right now is a sheni l'toma. So basically what we're saying is a kli that's a rishon l'toma or that's an avatoma, that you can't be toivel an yantiv. A kli that is a sheni l'toma, that you can be. Why? Sheni l'toma is less chomer than av and rishon, and that you can be toivel. But the Gemara's kash is, v'im iso, if you're going to tell me that we make all these gzeiras when it comes to tefilas kelim, nigzar ha atu ha. So why don't we say that even a keli that's a sheni l'toma, you shouldn't be able to be toivel atu the keli that's the av l'toma, that's the rishon l'toma. What are you going to tell me? Because that keli goof is only because of gzeira. It's gzeira l'gzeira. Yontav atu Shabbos is gzeira l'gzeira. So why this should be different? So the Gemara says, the geshmak keter, it's vlad atoma hechemish kachas lo. If the keli became tame because it came in contact with a vladatoma, what is it at best? It's a sheni latoma. Vladatoma, the highest level of tome can be is a rishon. So if something touches a rishon, it becomes a sheni. Tome gets diluted as it's transmitted. So it's at the best going to be a sheni latoma. A sheni latoma could only be metama, truma, and kachim. Chulin that comes in contact with a sheni latoma doesn't become a shlishi latoma. Only truma and kachim can become a shlishi latoma. That means if you're worried now about this keli conveying tuma, you're obviously a kayin that's eating truma or that's eating kacha, because otherwise this is not negeya. So it's only negeya gabi kayhanim. Kayhanim's reason, man. Kayhanim has reasons. So for kayhanim, we don't have to make a gzera l'gzera. One final toshmat. The amarav chiyabar ashi amarav nida she'im l'begadim. A nida that doesn't have any clothing that are tahar. So she wants to go to the mikvah. The problem is she's not going to have clothing that are tahar to put on afterwards. So let her be toivel her clothing. It's Shabbos, it's Yontif, you're not allowed to be toivel kelim. So she can go to the mikvah. Everyone agrees a person's allowed to be toivel, but the kelim you can't be toivel, the begadim you can't be toivel. So what should she do? So Rav said she could use a harama. She can go to the mikvah wearing her clothing. So to take the clothing and dip them into the mikvah, that you're not allowed to do, tefilas kelim. But while she's wearing it, it's fine. Now the obvious question is, how could you go to the mikvah wearing clothing? Isn't that a chatzitza? So you have to say the Rishayim speak out. It's talking about where the clothing were loose, and as a result, somehow you don't have to worry about all the chatzitza problems. But the Gemara's cash is something else. If you're going to let a person go to the mikveh in such a way, then doesn't it make sense to make an obvious gzera that the person may end up being toivel the kelim by simply putting the kelim in the mikveh? So the Gemara says, Shani Hasam, it's different. Again, this is such a unusual way of being toivel kelim that you don't have to be concerned that this is going to lead to something else. Even in the world of Gzeiris, there has to be some methodology. But the bottom line is, the Gemara began with a very obvious inference from the Mishnah, and that is the Kula Alma Mios Keli B'Shabbosloi. Everybody agrees that you're not allowed to be Toivel Kelim that are Tomei on Shabbos, and for that matter, on Yontif either. And the question is why? And up until this point, we saw the first of four reasons. Rabba. The Amori Rabba said, Gzeiris Shem Yitlanu B'Yodai V'Yavirenu Arba Amis B'Shus Rabbam. And this is Rabba L'Shitase, who throughout Shas was always worried, Gzeiris Shem Yavirenu Arba Amis Birshus Harabim. Said the Gemara, that would be a good reason to explain why you shouldn't be able to do it on Shabbos, where there's an Isser Hoitzah, Dalar Amis Birshus Harabim. But on Yontif, we passing like Beisilo, Mitoich Shehutra Letzairach, Hutra Nami Shalei Letzairach. So if somebody is carrying a Keli, and by the way, even according to Beis Shammai, if you're carrying a Keli, Letzairach Haichal Nefesh, it's Mutter also. So why then would it be a problem? The Gemara says, you're right. Really, it should be fine on Yontif, because the whole Gezeira doesn't make any sense for Yontif. But we were guys at Yontif out to Shabbos. And the Gemara acknowledges and remarks, the Rashi learned to Sugya, that this is really a very interesting Sugya. This Sugya is an Osnam. It's an anomaly. It's rare and unique in that this is a place where Chazal violated the general principle that we don't make a gzera atu, you'll do something else, which in and of itself is a problem of a gzera. We don't make a gzera l'gzera. Here we make a gzera l'gzera. The gzera l'gzera is yontif. Don't be toivel kelim on yontif. Because of a gzera, you may do it on Shabbos. Why can't I be toivel kelim on Shabbos? Gzera shemi yitlana b'yodoy for yavirenu abraham b'shus terab. And the Gemara asks five questions from five different halachis and hilchas tefilas kelim on Shabbos, but it doesn't sound like Chazal made Gzeira l'gzeira, and the Gemara deflected all five of those questions. Meaning, it's not a general rule, we always make a gzeira l'gzeira. You have to sit down and look at each situation individually. If it's warranted, then we'll do it. Over here, Chazal felt it was warranted, and therefore over here they did it. Regardless, that was the first shot. Rav Yosef Amas, if you have Rabba, you almost always have Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef is the second shot, and if you have Rabba and Rav Yosef, you always have Abaya, which is clear from the Gemara. So Rav Yosef said, gzeira mishum schita. You want to know why you're not allowed to be toivel kelim on Shabbos? It's not Shemi Yitlenu B'Yadoi V'Yavirenu Arba Amas B'Shus Harabim, but rather, the reason is Gzeira Mishum Schita. We're afraid that you may go and you may do Schita. You may take the Keli, you may squeeze it after you toivel it. And Schita is a toilda of Malabin, which is one of the Lamatas Malach. So Abaya told Rav Yosef, Teinach Kelim D'Bnei Schita Ninu. Kelim D'Lav Bnei Schita Ninu Mayik L'Memer. Not all Kelim could you do Schita, but Godim, for example. Yeah, you could do Schita. But if you have a Keli, you have a metal, you have a silver Keli. So you can't do Schita with a silver Keli. So Amalei, so he told him, Gzeira Hanu Atahani. Told him, Gzeira L'Gzeira. Eisevei Kolani Tiofto. So then Abaya asked Rav Yosef all the kashas that he asked Rabba, all the rayas from the sugyas of Tefilas Kelim that we don't seem to make a Gzeira L'Gzeira. V'shami Le Kedishanin. And Rav Yosef told him all the same answers that Rabba gave him, so it was the same exchange, Ayin Shom, it's literally a chazara of everything we just learned, and that was the exchange that went on. It's interesting that in Masechtas Megillah, Daf Dalet Amid Beis, so the Gemara discusses why you don't read the Megillah on Purim Shechaliyos B'Shabbos. And Rabbi said, Shema Yavirenu Dalet Amis B'Shus Rabbi. Rabbi Yosef said a different reason. He said, Mipnei Sheineim Shel Aniyim Nesuois L'Mikra Megillah. The Aniyim, they used to wait for Mikra Megillah because they knew that that's when they used to get Matanos L'Avyonim. And Tosa asked the Kasha, Rav Yosef, you're coming up with a new reason? And don't tell me, Rabbi Yosef, you don't hold of Shemi Yavirenu. This is the svar of your Balpluk, the Rabbah, but you yourself don't hold of Shemi Yavirenu. Because if you don't hold of Shemi Yavirenu, why don't you take Dalad Minim when Sukkot falls out on Shabbos? Why don't you blow Shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos? Meaning it's Pashit, Rabbi Yosef, the Gemara understands how to hold that Shemi Yavirenu, and that's a Toisviz, and we have rate bites on this Toisviz. We spoke out once for Torah from the Binyan Shloima, Rabbi Shloima Koyimi Vilna, but we have a lot of rate on this Toisviz. But over here, in this sugya, nobody says anything. Meaning over here, when Rabbi said, Shemi Yitlenu B'yodav Yavirenu Abraham Shus Harabim, and Rabbi Yosef came with a new reason, he didn't get involved in Shemi Yitlenu B'yodav Yavirenu Abraham Shus Harabim. The Gemara didn't ask Akasha. And the truth is, the Gemara is going to bring Rabibi and Rava. They're also going to give different reasons. And over here, there's no raid as to why would the Amiram have to make up new reasons? But I think the teretz is pashat, and that is, by a mitzvah, there's a bigger chashash of Shemi Yavirenu Arba Amis B'Shus Harabim than there is by something that's a Dvar Rishos. A mitzvah that a person knows he has to do. Al Derech HaPshat. al derech chesidus, a mitzvah that a person is excited to do, Rablei Bela'eger, right? When a person has a mitzvah, so there's a concern, Shemi Yavi Ren Rabbis B'Shus Aram. And there, all Damei Ram agree that there's such a chash. And therefore, Tosfos couldn't understand why Rabbi Yosef needed a new reason in Masechtas Megillah, why not to read the Megillah on Purim, because of the fact that Tanim are going to lose out on the Matanas of Yoinim. Tepiklei, every mitzvah, there's a Shemi Yavi Renu. Over here, we're dealing with Tfilas Kalim. Tfilas Kalim is not a Dover mitzvah, it's a Rishos. So me that it's a Rishos, there's, without question, less of a svara to think Shemi Yavi Renu. Number one, I don't have to do it, so why are you assuming I'm going to run ahead and do that? And I'm not excited, I'm not fatumult, I don't have the nervin of the mitzvah, the excitement of the mitzvah, the achuna for the mitzvah, I don't have all these things. So as a result, here it's Pasha why Dami Ram would have to come on to another reason. Yeah, it's Rabbi Lishnitosoi, but it's Rabbi expanding his shita. Rabbi who held Shemi Yavirenu Abraham is Peshus Arabim when it comes to Dvarim Shal Mitzvah, clearly he held it even in the context of Chol. Zok Gemara Vayit. The third reason why in Alad B'Toyv Kelim on Shabbos and Yonder Rabbi B'Yom Rabbi said B'Zeir Shemi Yash. We're afraid that the person is going to say he knows he has Kelim that Atami that he has to be Toyvul, but he's busy the whole week. Sheishes Yomim Ta'asim Alach Techlas. He has enough time during the week to do things. So he says, you know what, Yontif is coming. It's going to be a 2-day Yontif, a 3-day Yontif. I'll have plenty of time to do whatever I need to do. I'll be Toyvul my Kelim now. We don't want the person to do that. The reason is because it's not good to have things that are tameh lying around the house. Today we can't appreciate that. But once upon a time, what if you have truma? Everyone had truma. Not only the kohen got the truma. You got to eat the truma. You got to keep the truma. Everyone else had to be machvish truma. You had to give it away. So you have truma. You have chali. You have all these things in your house that are not allowed to come in contact with truma. So gzeirah shemir yasha. Chazal said, you can't do it on Yontif, so you're not going to push it off for Yontif, so then you're just going to take care of it right away. Zok to Gemara, we interrupt this machloikis with a braisa. Tanya, kavosei de Rabibi. Interesting, we have Rabbi, Rabbi Yosef, we're going to have Rav in a second, oh, but the braisa supports Rabibi. What does the braisa say? Klitsch, nitma me'er of Yontif, ema pila nois of Yontif. I claim to become Tommy Erev Yontif, nabi tevil on Yontif. Zera, Shema Yasha. Rava Omar Rava said a fourth reason. You want to know why you're not allowed to be Toivel Keli? It's because it looks like you're being Masaki Mon. One of the Lamites Malachas is Maki Bapatish. You're not allowed to put the finishing touches on a Keli. If you're going to take a Keli that's Tomei, put it in the mikvah and pull it out, boom, now it's tar, I'm allowed to use it. It looks like you were just Masaki Mon. It looks like you fixed it. You took it from being not functional to suddenly being a Keli that you're allowed to use. That's not really Tikkun Mon because you didn't do anything to the Keli, but it's Nira. It looks like you are misakimana, and that's enough of a reason for it to be a problem. If that's the case, so according to Rav, that the reason you're not allowed to be Tevel Keli is because it looks like you're being misakimana, a person should need to be able to go to the mikvah. The Mishnah, everybody agrees that a person is allowed to go to but Bisul holds that a person's allowed to go to the mikvah. Why is Bisul hold a person's allowed to go to the mikvah? Why don't we say Nira Kimisaki Mana? Now, this wasn't a kasha for any of the first pshatim that we saw. If it's a Gzeira Shemi Yatlana Biyadavi Avirenu Aramis Rasarabim, when you walk to Al Aramis Rasarabim, you're not being Goyva Shemi Avirenu Al Aramis Rasarabim. There's no Shemi Yischait when it comes to a person. Interesting. And additionally, there's no problem of Gzeira Shemi Yasha. But if it's Nira Kimisaki Kli, so here the Gemara has a new question, and that is, what's the difference between a Keli and a person. So the Gemara says, no, because when a person goes to the mikvah, Adam Nirik Maker. When a person goes to the mikvah, it looks a little bit like he's cooling off. It doesn't look like he's necessarily being Mesakimono. So the optics are not bad, and therefore it's not a problem. Pasha Pshar in the Gemara. The whole issue is Nirik Mesakimono. The problem is the way it appears. A person toiveling doesn't appear to be being Mesakimono. He looks like he's just going into a mikvah, but it doesn't look like he's being misakimana. When you put a keli in a mikvah, it looks like you're fixing it, you're doing something to it, you're polishing it, you're perfecting it. Therefore, it's going to be a problem. So this is all good if the water is nice. If you have nice water, a person's in nice water, it looks like he's bathing. But if the mayim is ra'im, why would a person go into dirty, murky waters? Must be he's being misakin something. So the Gemara says over there it should be aser. So the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Kus Pav, Mishadim Baba Sharav. Sometimes it can be very, very hot. And you can sometimes be toivel in water that somebody used to soak flax. Meaning sometimes people will even bathe in dirty water. That's all good during the summer where it's very hot. What about during the winter? Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, no, it's not true. titu b'tzaya, old school. So you're working out in the field. The roichets, and you're gonna end up paying a filu b'mayisak shavim, even b'mayisak shavim. So Gemara, tenech b'shabbes, b'yom kippur, ma'yikilameimer. This is all good for Shabbos. What about the yom hakodesh, ma'yikilameimer? Now the premise of the Gemara's question is that we're assuming that a person is allowed to be toivel tefilas mitzvah on Shabbos. He's also allowed to be toivel tefilas mitzvah on yom kippur. Now yom kippur. Rechitza shel tainig is also. You can't just bathe. Tefillah mitzvah, this is something you're allowed to do. If the only reason you're allowed to be tovel tefillah mitzvah and you're not worried about nirikim esakimon is because of the fact that it's nirikim meikar, so on Yom Kippur, there is no nirikim meikar. You're not allowed to be tovel like this on Yom Kippur. So if that's the case, it should be also to be tovel tefillah mitzvah on Yom Kippur. Amar Rava, so Rava said a geshmak eteretz. He said, mi'ikimidi, is there such a thing? De b'shabbes shori ubi Yom Kippur aser? We think of Yom Kippur as being more chomer than Shabbos, but we know Shabbos is more chomer than Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is Shabbos, Shabbos, and maybe in terms of Kedushas Hazman, Yom Kippur is more Kaddish than Shabbos. Yom Kippur has certain Isurim, the Chamesh Inuyim, that Shabbos doesn't have. But as it relates to Isurim Melacha, Shabbos is more chomer than Yom Kippur. Ein bein Shabbos l'yom HaKippurim, ela shezeh zedoyne b'dei Adam, vezeh zedoyne b'dei Shanayim. If someone's Mechal Shabbos, bemezed with Edom and Asroi, chay mises bezden. If someone's Mechal Shabbos, Be'edim Asra on Yom Kippur, he's only Chayv Karis. Karis is less Chomer than Misas Bezden. So Shabbos is actually more Chomer. So Rav said a Svar, Mi'ikamidi, is it possible that something can be Mutter on Shabbos and Asra on Yom Kippur? Again, there's a lot of things that are Mutter on Shabbos and Asra on Yom Kippur. The five Inuyim. But the point is, in the world of Melacha, it's not possible to have a Melacha that's going to be Mutter on Shabbos and that's going to be Asra on Yom Kippur. Elo, so Rav said, here's the punchline. Hoyul. B'Shabbos Shari, Hayul. Being that on Shabbos, it's mutter for a person to be toivel, because it's not near Kimisakim Mono, because it looks like he's just bathing. B'Yom Kippur, Nami Shari. On Yom Kippur, it's also going to be mutter. So it's true, really, on Yom Kippur, it should be awesome, because it's near Kimisakim Mono. Because it doesn't look like you're cooling off, because it's Yom Kippur. You're not allowed to do that. But being that on Shabbos, it's mutter, and Yom Kippur, it has to be mutter, based on the principle known as Hayul. Says the Gemara, Mi Yisle, the Rava Hayul. This Rava. Hold of Hayul, but now we learned in the Mishnah. If somebody has pain in his tooth, you're not allowed to swallow vinegar. So vinegar can help for someone that has a toothache, but it's Shabbos. On Shabbos, refu is aser, gzeira mishum shchikas amamonim, because preparing medication once upon a time involved doing melachas deraisa. So therefore, Chazal said, unless you're a chayla that really, really needs it, you're not supposed to take medication on Shabbos. So lo yigam ben asachayim, it's you're not allowed to swallow vinegar. But metabalu kedarkoi from the srapa and the srapa. But if you want to use your vinegar as a dip, so you're going to have your challah, and then you're going to have tchina, and you're going to have vinegar. Oh, if that's the way you're using your chaymitz, that's already mutter. If you have a refuah, that's fine. Then the srapa and the srapa. That's a mishnah for a minin Allah. Now Miram asked the kash on this mishnah from a brayso. You're not allowed to take vinegar, swallow it, and then spit it out. But if you want to put it in your mouth, swallow it, and not spit it out, but swallow it and swallow it, that's already something that's going to be okay. What's the stira? Here it says, lo yigamu ben asachaymetz. And then we have a braisa that says, no, not always. Lo yigamu pilot, avo megamu beleas. Which one is it? Is it never okay? Or sometimes it is, sometimes it's not. Amar Abaya, Abaya sekita nami masis megamu pilot. This is very positive. Obviously, when the Mishnah said, lo yigamu ben asachaymetz, it was speaking b'loshen kitzara, like the time of the Mishnah always does. The braisa spoke a little bit more, and the braisa explained what the Mishnah meant. Braises don't explain Mishnayos, but the Braises was wordier than the Mishnah was. So the Braises said something that the Mishnah didn't say. So the Braises said, lo yigamu poilet. Obviously, when the Mishnah said lo yigamu, that's really what it meant. But Rava said a different teretz. That's an easy teretz that Abaya said. But Rava said something else. He said, afilo teme megamu boile. It could be when the Mishnah says, lo yigamu sachoimitz, it means you're not even allowed to be megamu boile. But lekasha, I have a steer. Here it says, lo yigamu poilet. Here it's mashma lo yigamu boile. Meaning, in one place it says, I'm only not allowed to take the vinegar and spit it out, but if I want to swallow it, it's fine. And then it's mashma that even if I swallow it, it's not okay. So Rava said, "Kan koydem tibul, kan la'achat tibul." It depends when you did this. Did you do this before the meal or after the meal? So it seems, once upon a time, it was not unusual, maybe even customary, that before a meal, you would take a little bit of vinegar. It was considered an appetizer. Literally, it would open up your appetite. And people would take it before the meal. Once you started the meal, no one did that anymore. So before the meal, it was customary. So before the meal says, Rava, there, you're allowed to be Megama Ubaileya. You just can't be Megama Ubaileya. And that's what the Braisa is referring to. When the Mishnah says you can't take it at all, even to swallow it, it's referring after the meal. So the Gemara asks a very interesting question. We're going to go weiter, but this is the Gemara's kasha. V'im iso, if Rava holds of the principle of hoyel, Rava says that you can't have these inconsistencies, and halacha has to be congruous on some level. So, for example, if you're allowed to be toivel on Shabbos, then you have to be able to be toivel on Yontif. Because it's not possible. It can be that Yom Kippur should be more chamed than Shabbos. So if you can be tevil on Shabbos, you can be tevil on Yom Kippur. Based on what? Hoyel. Hoyel that it's mutter on Shabbos, it's mutter on Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says, if we say hoyel, I have a good hoyel for you. Name a hoyel v'koydem tibul shari. Being that I'm allowed to swallow the chaymetz before I eat the food, because it was normal to eat it then. So it's not necessarily derech refuah, so I'm allowed to do it. La'achatibul nami shari. It should be mutter afterwards also. And if you say hoyel, you say hoyel. Now at first glance, what do the two things have to do with each other? Atzad ha'shava shabahen is that we decided to use the word hoyel to explain it, and that becomes gzeira shava, the rabbana. Now all of a sudden, I'm allowed to do whatever I want to do. But that's the Gemara's kasha, and the Gemara, because it is question, we're so persuaded by the connection between these two sugyas, hoyol on Shabbos, it's mutter to be toivel. So therefore, on Yom Kippur, it has to be toivel. Hoyol that I'm allowed to take the vinegar and swallow it before the meal, I should be able to take the vinegar and swallow it during the meal. Mar says, Hodave Rava Meahi. You have to say Rava was choizer from the second halacha that he said. He reverted back to Abayis Pshat. And it's true, he doesn't hold there's a chil between before the meal, after the meal, when it comes to taking chaymis for someone that has a toothache. Faith Gemara. If you have a stira and you know that Rava was choizer from one, and Mahi Dahi Hodave Dun Mahal Hodave, how do you know he was choizer from the second? Maybe he was choizer from the first. Rava was one of four pshatim in our suya. Maybe Rava's choizer from his whole hoyo about Shabbos and Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says, Loi Sol Kedai. It can't be the Tanya, because that's a halacha. Kol chayv tefila is toivlin kedarkon. Bein betish b'vei on Yom Kippur. Someone that's chayv tefila is allowed to go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur. He's allowed to go to the mikvah on Tisha B'Av as well. So you see, you're allowed to on Shabbos. And Shabbos, he said, why are you allowed to? Why isn't there a problem of Nira Kemisakimana? So Bal Karchach, he was mukhrach to say that it must be that some sort of svar. Meaning, Rava was bothered that if on, you know, it'd be Toivel Kalim, so why is a person allowed to go to the mikvah? You should have the same Nira Kemisakimana. So at the end of the day, here he had a braisa that was tugging on him, and therefore he learned the way he learned. Vaitim, Shavin Shemashikne Samayim Bikliyev. Bisham Vizil argued whether you're allowed to be Toivel Kalim on Yontif, or whether a person's allowed to be Toivel on Yontif. Everyone agrees that you're not allowed to be toivel kalim. Shabbos and Yontif. What about hashaka? So the Mishnah said the shav and the shav itself both agree. Shemashikin esamayim bekliyavin. So again, you're not allowed to be toivel kali on Shabbos. You're not allowed to be toivel kali on Yontif. However, if you have water that's tameh, you're allowed to take the water, put it into a mikvah, and be metahir the water via the tahira process known as hashaka. What's hashaka? The water is going to touch, it's going to kiss the mikvah, and when that happens, it's going to be mutter. At that point, it's going to become part and parcel of the mikvah, and the halach is that you're going to be able to use it. Stating that, the Mishnah said, and this is very important for the Gemara we're about to learn, that the only time you're allowed to do hashaka is if the water itself is inside a keli that is not tameh. But if it's inside a keli that's tameh, that it's not okay. Meaning you can take a keli that's tameh, put it in the mikvah, with the quote-unquote intention of being metahir the water. Because at the end of the day, the keli will become tahir. And you're not allowed to be metahir a keli on Yontif. Everyone agrees you can't be metahir a keli. The water you can, but you can't be metahir the keli while you're being metahir the water. So how does it play itself out practically? If you want to do ashaka with water, just make sure the keli is tahir, or a kliyev in the Mishnah said, which is not mekabel tum. But if the kli is going to be a kli tame, then it's going to be an issue. Zok de Gemara. V'shavin shemashikin esamayim b'kliyevin v'chulu. First, a definition. The Mishnah continued and said, avoloi matbilin. So we explained what it means already. The Gemara is going to say what we already spoke out. My avoloi matbilin. What does avoloi matbilin mean? Amar Shmuel said, ein matbilin as a kli agav meim of latayra b'yontif. That if you want to do the hashaka inside a keli that's tame, that's not something you're allowed to do. Zok de Gemara, mani masnisin, who's the tan of our Mishnah? Loi Rebbe, v'loi Rabban. Tan of the Mishnah is not Rebbe, it's not Rabban. Tan, you've learned to the Braisa, ein matbilin as a kli agav meim of latayra. You're not allowed to be toivel a keli that's tame, even if the water inside is tameh, and you're doing it to be toivel the water. Doesn't matter. You're not allowed to do it. Additionally, you're not allowed to do hashaka with water, even if it's a kliyev. Meaning, you can't do hashaka, period. So you can't be metayer the keli, you can't be metayer the water. Meaning, it's never okay. You're allowed to be toivel a kli together with the water. Additionally, you're allowed to do hashaka with kliyevin letaron with a kliyevin. So the Braisa mentions two opinions regarding what we discussed in our sugya, and both of them are not our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said a chilik between doing hashaka in a kli even where the keli is not tame, and being doing hashoka in a kli that's tame, because then you're being matar the keli itself. To do hashoka in a kli even is mutter. To do hashoka using a kli that's tame is a problem. In the Braisa, we have two opinions, Rebbe and the Chacham. Rebbe says you're never allowed to do hashoka, and you're never, not in a kli even, not in a regular keli. The Chachamim say, you're always allowed to do it. Matpilin kli agav meim of l'tayroi, u'mashikin asak amayim, but kli even l'tayroi. If your intention is to be matar the water, you're allowed to do it. It doesn't matter if the kli is a kli even or if the kli is not a kli even. So the Gemara says, Mani, who's the Tana of our Mishnah? E Rebbe, if it's Rebbe, kasha hashoka. Our Mishnah said you're allowed to do hashoka in a kli even. Rebbe said you can't do hashoka even in a kli even. And e Rabbanon, and if it's going to Rabbanon, kasha atbolo. The Mishnah said that you're not allowed to do atbala, meaning you can't do ashaka if the kli is not a kli even, and the Braisa says you are allowed to do it. So the Mara says, Iba yisei merabbi, Iba yisei merabbani. You could say that the Mishnah is going according to Rebbe, you could say the Mishnah is going according to Rabban. Iba yisei merabbi, you could learn that the Mishnah is going according to Rebbe, and you're going to have to say it like this. Reisha the Braisa is the Braisa that mentions Rebbe and the Chacham. The Reisha of the Braisa is Biyantif. The Sefer B'Shabbos, the Sefer the Braisa is talking about Shabbos, the Kula Masnitza B'Yantiv, and the whole Mishnah is going to be referring to Yantiv. So Rashi and Tosfos both bring different gersois in this Gemara that were very migumgam. But this is the way Rashi and Tosfos both learn. That the Reisha, Ein Matpilin Esakli, Al Gav Meimov L'Taharoi, is referring to Yantiv. It's Mashma, that the Kli, when it's Tomei, you're not allowed to put in the mikvah for the purpose of doing Hashaka with the Mayim. But if it's in a Kli Evan, really it's going to be Mutter. Then when the Mishnah, then when Rebbe said, the Eimash Shikin as a Mayim be Kli Evan L'Taron, that you're not even allowed to do Hashaka in a Kli Evan, that was referring to Shabbos. Meaning, Rebbe's not saying one consistent statement. He said two things. One was referring to Yontif, and the other one was referring to Shabbos. When he said, Eimat bin alesa kli agabi meim of letaro, it's mashma. The only time you can't do ashok is if the kli is tome, that's referring to Yontif. Because ashok in a kli even on Yontif is going to be mutter. When he said, Eimat shikin as a mayim be kli even letaro, you can't even do ashok if the kli is tar, then he was referring to Shabbos. Okay, so on Yontif, you could do ashok with a kli even. You just can't do it with a kli that's tame. On Shabbos, which is more chama than yontif, you can't do ashoka even a kli even. Okay, so the ratio of the price is yontif. The save of the price is Shabbos. Again, it's the two statements that Rebbe made. We're literally dividing it into two. We're bifurcating it. The first part's talking about yontif. The second part's talking about Shabbos. And what about the Mishnah? The kula masnis of yontif. And the ganze Mishnah is referring to yontif. So the whole Mishnah is referring to yontif, so it's actually consistent with the halacha of the Mishnah, because that's what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said the way we just explained, Rebbe is yontif. The Mishnah said that hashaka in a kli even is mutter. Hashaka in a kli that's tummy is going to be a problem. Or you can say, Rabbana, that really the Mishnah is going according to the Rabbanan with the same formulation that the ratio of the Rabbanon is referring to Yontif, the Seif of the Rabbanon is referring to Shabbos. What did the Chachamim say? Matpilin kli al gabi meimav l'taharoi. You're allowed to be metahar the water, even with the kli on Yontif, because the Chachamim, who are more mekel than Rebbe, but they're only more mekel on Yontif, as it relates to allowing you to even be metahar the kli when it's tummy. U'mashikin esamayim b'kli evin l'taharon. But when it refers to mashikin esamayim b'kli evin, where it's mashma, you're only allowed to be metahar the water in kli evin, but you can't be metahar the water if the thing is tummy, that's referring to Shabbos. Again, yontif is going to be more cooling than Shabbos. And if it's going according to the Rabbanon, then obviously the kulmas nisen, the Shabbos is going to end up being Shabbos, because Shabbos is where the Chachamim's Shita aligns with the Halach of the Mishnah. Either way, you could say the Mishnah is talking about Yontif, you can say the Mishnah is talking about Shabbos. If the Mishnah is talking about Yontif, then clearly the Mishnah is going according to Rebbe. If the Mishnah is talking about Shabbos, then the Mishnah is going according to Rabbanan. Again, it's a little migumgam, just the whole setup. If you look at Rashi, the first Rashi in Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph, second line, U'besfarim shalonu nichlefa reisha l'seifa v'seifa l'reisha. Rashi brings a whole problem that they were with the Gersois. Most of the Talmidim was struggling to learn Pashup Shad in the Sugya. The Ein Adam Yachali Yash Valkain, and nobody was able to figure out Pashup Shad. If you skip two lines, the let's the bright the shira, the last word. The ain roy lefarish kain. He brings this pshat that people were saying. Afilu ledar the kidbei rav. Even people that are learning Pashit, simple. That's the wrong shot. So that's interesting. Rashi is very, very wordy over here. But apparently there was some other girsa, and Rashi was coming lahoitzi from that girsa, and therefore Rashi laid out the pshat that he lays out. Let's do one more gemara. Tanu Rabbana, and we learned in the brayse a klish in it in the erev yontif, a klish that became tami in erev yontif. Ema pilonis bein hashmashas. You're not allowed to be toivel bein hashmashas. So you're not allowed to be toivel keli on Shabbos and yontif. We have four reasons why you're not allowed to do it. We have Rabbi, we have Rabbi Yosef, we have Rabibi, Tanya Kavasi to Rabibi, and we have Rava, problems with Rava. What's the difference between Kalim and other? But we have four reasons right now why you're not allowed to be Toivel Kalim on Shabbos and Yontif. That's only true if the Kli became Tommy on Erev Yontif. If the Kli became Tommy on Yontif, then it's going to be okay. Now, if you're not allowed to be Toivel Kalim on Yontif, presumably you're not allowed to be Toivel Kalim on Bein HaShmashes either. So Bein HaShmashes is where day turns into night, and there was a Tkufa, Machloikis, Rabbeinu Tam, and the Ga'onim, but there's a gray area. So there's a time where it's not clear whether it's day or whether it's night, and therefore, usually you go to Chumra Bein HaShmashas. So if you can't be Toivel a Keli on Yontif, Chumra, you shouldn't be able to be Toivel a Keli Bein HaShmashas either. That's what this Braisa says. Kli Shnit Memer of Yontif, Ein Mat Bila Noise, Bein HaShmashas, not only can you be Toivel it on Yontif, even Bein HaShmashas. Shimon Shazuri Aymer, Reb Shimon Shazuri said a tremendous Chiddush. Af Bechoil Ein Mat Bila Noise. Even during the week, you're not allowed to be Toivel Bein HaShmashas. Anaya Maisa. You can't be Toivel Kalim Bein HaShmashas. Why? The reason is because after you Toivel anything, after a person goes to the mikvah, after Kali goes to the mikvah, you need Harif Shemes. Me'imasai Zman Kriya Shema Shal Arvis is when the Koyanim who were Tomei went to the mikvah, were allowed to start eating truma. What are they waiting for? They went to the mikvah. Because you have to wait for the sun to set. Uva HaShemesh V'Toyer. So you have to wait until Harif Shemesh. A person that's going to be Toivel Bein HaShmashes may think that he already got his Harif Shemesh. Because, what do you mean? I did it right before sunset. But because Bein HaShmashes is such a tricky time, it could be you actually were Toivel it after sunset. And if you were Toivel it after sunset, you really have to wait until tomorrow and Harif Shemesh in order for you to be able to eat it. So therefore, we say that don't ever do tefillah Bein HaShmashes like this. You're going to avoid such a problem. So Rav Shimon Shazuri said, Ein matbila noisai ever Bein HaShmashes. Tana Kama said, Yontif Bein HaShmashes. That's because of today's daf. That's because it's a Sofik Yontif. You're not allowed to do tefillah on Yontif, so therefore you can't do tefillah Bein HaShmashes. Rav Shimon Shazuri comes with a new mahalach. He says you're never, ever allowed to do tefillah Bein HaShmashes. So the Gemara says, V'tana Kama leboi harif shemesh. Why isn't Tana Kama worried about what Rav Shimon Shazuri said? Hey, Rav Shimon Shazuri is saying something interesting. He's saying that if you do tefillah Bein HaShmashes, you may think you got your Harif Shemesh. So I don't have to wait until the next Harif Shemesh. Why would the Tana Kama concerned about this? That's its discussion. I mean, what's this machlekes over here? Oh my, Rava said, Ashkachinu l'Rabbanon Beirav. I met the Rabbanon of Beirav. The Yasvi v'Ko'amri, and they were discussing this. And this is what they said. They said, you want to know what the Hezbon, the Machloikis, the Shimon Shazuri, and the Chachamim is, but Machshavti Nikeres B'tech Masav Kamifli. Machloikis is where a person acted in a certain way, and we're trying to be medayik from the person's actions, what he's thinking. What does this mean? This person was holding a keli in his hand. And he was Bein HaShmashes, and he's running for his life. He wants to try to be Toivel this. Chacham assumed that the reason this person is running is because he knows the halacha, that a keli needs Harif Shemesh. And because he needs Harif Shemesh, so therefore he's trying to chap around before Harif Shemesh. Which means if when he gets there, it's already Bein HaShmashes, he's going to wait until tomorrow. So you have nothing to be concerned about. Therefore, let him be Toivel Bein HaShmashes, and tomorrow he'll end up doing what he needs to do. Umar Sava. However, Rav Shimon Shazuri held, Machmas Malachte Hu Dekarot, that we're concerned that maybe he's running because he needs to do Malacha. Not Muchach, he knows about the laws of Bein HaShmashes, and about Harif Shemesh, and therefore, if you're going to allow him to be Toivel Bein HaShmashes, he may actually violate the halacha of Harif Shemesh. So it's in this specific case where there was a discussion. So Rava said, this is what the Rabbanon said, and I told him, I disagree with you. If this person's running, he obviously is familiar with the laws of Harif Shemesh. If he's familiar with the laws of Harif Shemesh, then you don't have to be worried that he's going to blow off the whole concept of Harif Shemesh. And if therefore, even if he's toivel it Bein HaShmashes, he'll end up waiting until tomorrow's Harif Shemesh. The case was where this person came to a Rav and he asked him a Shaila. And the Shaila was, he said, something became Tomei, and it became Tomei because it touched the Sheretz, and the Sheretz was smaller than the size of an Adasha. Now, this halacha is that if something less than Adasha, a sheretz comes in contact with something that's tar, it doesn't make it tummy. But this person was also the kamid rabbanu l'shulim b'pachas b'adasha. It me loy. He came and he asked this question. Samar Sovet Midah Halagama Harif Shemesh Nami Lagama. Shemesh Zuri was worried that this person obviously doesn't know the halachas of Tumah V'Tahira. He doesn't know the halacha of Adasha. Who doesn't know the halacha of Adasha? He didn't know it. And as a result, so being that he doesn't know this halacha, and so clearly he's not so fluent with these laws. So therefore we're concerned that maybe he doesn't know the halacha of Harif Shemesh either. He's already being toivel ben ashmashes. Therefore we're worried. Just because he doesn't know this doesn't mean he doesn't know that. And therefore you allow him to be toivel ben ashmashes. And there's no concern that he's going to end up violating and blowing the whole halacha of Harif Shemesh. You might as well just finish the sugya. The Mishnah said you're allowed to be toivel migav legav and you're allowed to be toivel mechabur lechabur. So what are these two things? Tanu Rabbanan Ketz migav legav. Haroitzalas is gitay al gav kadoi v'kadoi al gav gitoi. So again, we're discussing toiveling kelim that are tame on Shabbos and on Yontif. And we said you're not allowed to do it. We had four reasons why you're not allowed to do it. This person was a fruma. This person had keli that was tamei. He toiveled it before Yontif, but he toiveled it because he was going to use it for his wine press. And then he decided and said he wants to use it for his olive press. See, he said, mitzvah srichas kavana. I didn't have the right l'shem yichud. When I went and I toiveled my thing for my wine press, I didn't have in mind my olive press. He decided he wants to be toiveled it again. He doesn't have to. A tefillah is a tefillah is a tefillah. But this is his own chumrah that he took upon himself. Says the Mishnah, this is something you're allowed to do on Shabbos and Yontif. What's the reason? Because all the reasons that we had were if it's a bona fide tefillah. It's not real tefillah. This is just a chumri yisera, and therefore it's going to be mutar. What's an example? If the person was, he toiveled himself, or he toiveled his knife, because he's joining a chabura on Pesach, for the carbon Pesach. And he had a mind to join one chabura, and he ended up joining another chabura. So he said, oh, one second, I did a tefillah for this chabura, I didn't do a tefillah for that chabura. So he wants to go now and do another tefillah for the new chabura. He doesn't have to, and therefore, being that he doesn't have to do the tefillah, if he decides to do the tefillah on Shabbos and Yontif, it's mutter, it's not nirik and mesakim mana, you don't have all the problems that you had, because it's not a real tefillah that you have to do. And being that it's not a real tefillah you have to do, says the Mishnah, that even though everybody agrees that you're not allowed to do tefillah, skela, you're allowed to do hashaka if it's a kli evan. If you're allowed, a person's allowed to be toivel. But as it relates to kelim, everybody agrees you're not allowed to be toivel kelim. But if this tefillah is just a chumra yisera, it's migav legav, or it's michabur lachabur, that's not a tefillah that you really have to do. You want to do it because of your chumra, that's fine. By the way, it's so not a real thing doing a Shabbos Yontif. All the problems that we had about tefillah's kelim don't exist. And as a result, you can do it on Shabbos, you can do it on Yontif.